Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
There's No Better Day Than Today by Ali Sonier. How then will they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in Him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. Romans 10:14-15. I remember clearly when I was called to missions in a third world country. I immediately said yes because I knew the Lord was calling me, but that didn't mean I wasn't scared. As we rode the bus to the first village in Ethiopia, I was shaking with nerves. I feared I'd say the wrong words or make a cultural faux pas. My oldest son, who was 8 at the time, was with me on the trip, and he boldly shared the gospel in the first home we visited. Everyone in that house put their faith in Jesus. Was it because my 8-year-old was eloquent and perfectly delivered the words we had practiced? Of course not. He did a phenomenal job, but the power of the gospel isn't in the words we say or dependent on our delivery. The power of the gospel is the gospel itself. When people put their faith in Christ, we immediately teach them to share the story of Jesus, and then we encourage them to go tell a neighbor or family member. There is nothing more exciting than going back the next day and meeting a loved one who prayed to receive Christ with a brand new believer. So often we hesitate to share the gospel because we're afraid we might say the wrong thing, or we wonder if we are equipped. If you believe in Jesus' death and resurrection and trust Him as your Savior, you are not only equipped but commanded to share. The Great Commission is for all believers, and we are called to share with all people, the ones who live next door and the ones who live on the other side of the world. On a subsequent trip, an 83-year-old member of our team beamed with joy when she announced, "I led someone to the Lord for the first time today." Whether you're 8 or 83, a brand new believer, or someone who has known the Lord for years, there is no better day than today to share the love of Jesus.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.